episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast on the never-ending school holidays.
What do you do? I mean, your kids are going back to school, homeschooling next week.
Yeah, I feel like I need a holiday. I definitely need a holiday, but I need holiday on my own.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with anyone.
I'm all for that. That's yeah. where I'm at. I actually feel a bit speechless, like I don't know what else to do with you kids, and that we're in such close proximity, yet we have an acre to live on, but you are still in my pocket of space for the whole goddamn day. Mm-hmm. And because I work from home, obviously. My yep. studio is at home.
Mm-hmm.
So then my kids think that it's okay. You can just come on in.
Yep.
Because I'm bored, so I'm just going to go and annoy mum and mum's clients and think that it's okay if I just...
We need to do the Squid Game idea that I came up with.
You did come up
with
that.
You know, the red light and a green light on the door. If the green light's on, all good, come on in. The red light, nah.
You're going to get shot.
With a paintball gun.
Bang.
Am I a bad mum for charging my kids tax?
Okay.
So around the corner from our house, we have a COVID testing station. What do you call it? Center? COVID testing
yep.
pop-up thing.
Yeah. Yep.
They've got the tent and they're doing the COVID testing.
Yes.
So all around the corner from us is a line of cars. Now the girls came up with a great idea. How about we go down there and we sell ice creams to the people in the lineup?
I think it's great.
It's very entrepreneurial.
It is. That was very good. I'm very pleased that you just, yeah, that was very good.
So what they did is we went to Woolworths and we bought a pack of Super Dupers. I think you get 24 Super Dupers for about $4, something like that. Took them home, put them in the freezer. Next day they were frozen. They made a sign, Super Dupers for a dollar.
Yep.
Okay, so think Perfect. About that. Like
we've talked about this on another, how people get a markup on Super Dupers.
Oh, they're so cheap.
Yeah, so cheap.
But selling them for a dollar.
Like, but a dollar is a markup and a half on what you're paying for a whole packet.
It's a massive markup.
Yeah.
But people are happy to pay a dollar.
Yeah, because it's great. It's refreshing. It's a quick
hot.
Hit. Yeah.
They're in the car. They've been waiting for hours. So perfect. I was like, great. So they took an Esky with all the Super Dupers in. They've got one of those beach trolleys.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled it down.
Yeah.
And then they went along the line and they sold Super Dupers for a dollar.
I love it.
And they came back an hour later and they'd made $50.
Perfect.
And they were like, wow, that's $25 each. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I said, hold on for a second.
Mm.
Because you got to take out your stock price.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You got to take out the amount that you paid for your stock. Well, you bought the stock. Oh, yeah, I know. But that's the point.
Absolutely.
Is I paid $4 for those Super Dupers.
Yeah.
So you need to take the $4 out of the 50, then work out what you got. Okay. And then you'll take out the $4 for the ice. And they've gone, no, that's not fair. Carrying on. And yep. I was like, no, it is fair. Because then that evening, they left the ice in the Esky. And I said, I'd take the ice out, put it in a bag, put it in the freezer, because then you can pull it out for tomorrow.
Yeah, redo it.
You can
it.
Do the same thing tomorrow. And they've gone, it's going to take ages for us to do that. And I haven't started watching my movie yet. And so we'll just buy some more ice tomorrow. And I went, okay, cool. But don't forget, that money for the ice comes out of tomorrow's profits. They looked at me like I was crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Can't you just buy the ice? No. And while we're on the subject of that, you got to pay tax on this money too. Because I'm driving in my car, taking time out of my day to drive you down to the supermarket to keep restocking on Super Dupers. Because then also they've gone to a next level. Then we've bought ice creams. Mm. Now the ice creams are sold for $2 an ice cream.
Yep.
So we did ice creams too. And then we've moved on to cans of soft drink.
Yeah. Right.
So we bought
Clever.
Multi-packs of Coke and Sprite
yep.
for, I think it's like a 10-pack for $6 or something. They were on special and they're selling them for $3 a can,
yep.
full-size cans.
Yeah, I like
so it. Yeah, it's great. It's working,
great markup.
Great markup. It's working out really well, but what they're not coping very well with is paying tax on it. And I've gone, but this is teaching you. Like,
you have to have a business plan.
On one hand, it looks really tight of me for charging them for my time to go out and buy these Super Dupers in my car.
No way.
But on the other hand, it's like, well, this is real life.
Absolutely.
I mean, technically, you probably should be paying tax on the money, like real life tax. I don't know. Should you? I mean, let's not get too into that.
Where do they think that you would buy all of the products to just give to them to sell to make profit?
Because I think in that doesn't make sense. Minds, it's just they're magically, everything magically appears.
Yeah, but I had the same argument with Gracie because Gracie decided during the holidays to do the icy cup stand, which we spoke about. Before they even started, I was like, write yourself a business plan. Put your business plan down, put the case forward, and then I'll see if I'm going to buy this stuff for you.
You're an investor.
I need to know how much I'm, investing before I get my, basically my money on return. And she was just like blown away, but she sat and did it and it was awesome. She did a really good job, but the same mentality of going, no, I don't have to take money out to pay you back. You just gave me that.
Yeah.
You just bought the cordial and the cups and, you know, put your own time in by taking me down to Canna to make them and then freeze them and do all that stuff. That's just what you're donating. And I was like, no. You wanted three different flavors. So we had to buy three different cordials and, you know, you're going to sell them at this much money and blah, blah, blah. And this is how much the cheapest cups cost, you know, like this sort of thing. She was because
they
like,
don't take
I don't
that
understand this
into consideration, like with the ice. It's like, oh no, ice, dad just goes out and the ice comes home. It's like, well no, dad went and paid $4 for a bag of ice.
Yeah I think it's great, and I think that it's such a cool way of learning when they start to do that. Elsie decided in the last minute that she was actually a part of it, whereas your two girls have actually been doing the work evenly, whereas Elsie decided on the last day that she'd help and she wanted a chip in of the returns.
Yeah.
And it sort of made it
she
tough.
Swooped in at the end she wanting
was,
her.
And she took like the front and center chair and she was bossing Gracie around. Oh, yeah, another raspberry, another blue. And there's Gracie, the one that's done all the work. She's running in and out with these icy cups. Elsie's just sitting there with the bloody cash register. Ching, ching. Sitting there like boss lady. I was like, excuse me. I was like, oh my gosh, how did we get here? But I think that you girls have done a great job. And I would say, yes, add the tax to it. And they have to understand because that's what we're doing in life.
It's a good maths thing as well. Like it's getting them to work with numbers again after having 27 weeks of school holidays. They haven't done maths for so long. So they're working with numbers again. They're working out change.
I love it.
And I mean, they're easy amounts, so it doesn't take them very long to work it out. Like $3 can of Coke, if you're given $5, they are all over that. And so they should be at 13.
Could you imagine being the person in the COVID line, though? And you're sitting there. We know how long people have been sitting in these COVID lines, testing lines. And then for me, like, you see these girls coming along with their signs, like, on the outside, the people going, oh, yeah, I'll grab one, like, handing over the $5 note, like, through the car window, and the girls just, like, almost spraying the $5 note with Glen 20 before they take it. Like, one of them is, like, doing all the work and the other one's just got the Glen 20 job of just spraying them as they come through.
Well, they were wearing gloves. They were wearing masks. They were keeping their distance because I was like, don't forget, every one of these people might have COVID as you were walking through. But it did make me laugh because they said this one guy got really annoyed with them. I said, why did he get annoyed with you? And Holly said, well, because I asked if they wanted an ice cream. He said yes. And I said, do you want to know what flavors we've got? And he said, oh, yeah. And so Holly said, and then I went through every colour of Super Duper, went through every flavour, went through all, and the line had moved on. And this guy is stuck waiting for Holly to finish off reeling the list of. I said, Holly, read the room. Read the room. You could see he was in a hurry. Give him whatever flavour ice cream. Take his money and let him go.
That's the best piece of advice. Read the room. The COVID line has moved on. He's frustrated now even more. He's been here for 9 hours.
She's like, I'm only halfway through my flavours.